Hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Once again, I welcome you to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject once again called the Blood Covenant between God and man, or the agreement, you might say, between God and man. We're doing part 14 from the 25-part series, and the topic is Jesus Fulfill the Terms of the Old Covenant, or the Abrahamic Covenant. In the scriptures, we see how Jesus brought in the new covenant, a better covenant with better promises. He died and paid the price for the old covenant. He finished it. In the old covenant, sins were only covered or atoned by the blood of animals. But in the New Testament, the blood of Christ did away with the sins. It remitted the sins, you might say. He was raised from the dead, a new man, a new covenant man, untouchable by sin and death. He sits at the right hand of the Father God, ready to carry out his New Testament. The cut of the old covenant was the shedding of man's blood through circumcision. The cut of the new covenant was by the shedding of the blood of Jesus. There is no curse under the new covenant because Jesus became the curse for us. Old covenant covered every area of our lives, spirit, soul, body, financial and social. The new covenant covered the blessings of the old covenant, the new birth, baptism of the Holy Spirit, remission for sins, and no curse anymore. Through Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed or bought back from the curse and its effects, and we come under the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. The New Testament is much more powerful and much more better than the Old Testament or the Old Covenant through Abraham. To put it very simply, he brought into position the New Testament through his sacrifice and the shedding of his blood on the cross. When he shed his blood, he remitted sins, the penalty for sins, completely forever. And all we have to do is receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and ask God to forgive us for our sins. The new covenant, the New Testament through Jesus Christ is far superior with better promises, and God has put that in our hands through Christ Jesus. Again, the Bible says that God wishes every man to be born again, that none should perish, that all should repent and come to repentance through Christ Jesus. But it's up to each person to make a personal decision, and you have to make that personal decision yourself. No one else can do it for you. Thank you for being with me once again in this topic. The next part will be part 15 of a 25-part series. And the topic is the seed of Abraham. Thank you and God bless.